Thank you, Margaret Thompson. We now go back to the news. An MP joined new teachers at a conference looking at how schools can support teenage mental health. Norman Lamb, MP for North Norfolk, was a speaker at the Norfolk Teacher Training Centre's third annual summer conference, which aimed to give trainees and newly qualified teachers tips to monitor pupils' well-being. Speaking at the conference held at University Technical College, Norfolk, in Norwich earlier this month, Mr. Lamb said, "Probably about 1 in 10 children and nearer 20% of adolescents and young people have a mental health problem. About 50% of mental ill health in adulthood starts by the age of 14, and about 75% starts by 18 or 19 or 20. So those teenage years are when everything is happening." Teachers from across the region attended the event, which covered understanding disorders prevalent among teenagers and learning how to talk about difficult emotions in the classroom.
A disabled grandfather was left crying in front of a Norwich bus after its driver allegedly refused to let him on. Eddie Pleban claimed he was not allowed on first bus number 25 service as the driver mistook his electric-powered wheelchair for a mobility scooter. The 68-year-old said the incident, which took place at Norwich Railway Station, left him feeling humiliated. After being refused entry, Mr. Pleban, Norfolk YMCA's former housing manager, parked in front of the bus in protest while he phoned his wife to ask her to complain. First Bus said the incident should not have happened and added that it was launching a full investigation. Mr. Pleban, who lives on Coleman Road, said he showed the driver his disability bus pass but claimed he was told it was not good enough. He added, "Because this has happened a couple of times before, my heart just sank and I thought, oh no, not again. I couldn't think of what else to do, so being extremely distressed and crying, I placed myself in my wheelchair in front of the bus. I thought, if nothing else, I will make him late." Following a similar complaint back in 2013, First Bus issued Mr. Pleban with a letter to show drivers that his wheelchair was not a scooter. But Mr. Pleban said he had not brought it with him. He was eventually able to get home on a different bus driven by someone else. But the grandfather of seven said the incident had left him very anxious about using a bus again in the future. Chris Speed, head of operations at First Bus, said the company would be interviewing the driver involved and had collected CCTV footage from the vehicle.
Pupils in Helsdon have supported homeless people in Norwich through their work with a food bank. Helsdon High School's Supporting Helsdon Inclusion, Equality, Love and Diversity, or SHIELD team, organised a whole school donation to the People's Picnic, which meets twice a week in the city centre. The youngsters made a video promoting the charity's work and asked for donations from the local community, which the SHIELD team organised. After school last week, younger SHIELD members prepared sandwiches, while sixth form pupils delivered the donations to the food bank. English teacher Jess Baker said, "When we'd researched homelessness in Norwich prior to our trip, we'd been shocked by the high numbers of people who use the food bank for both hot meals and supplies, but nothing could have prepared us for what we encountered. It was profoundly moving to see so many people of all different ages and walks of life coming together and using this service."
Old camera lenses, candle holders, even pieces of broken fence. These aren't exactly materials you would associate with a beautiful handmade object for your home. But at the Post Room Norwich, these abandoned items are given a whole new lease of life. After a back injury sustained playing football in 2011, David Todd, a former interior designer for IKEA, turned to craft to alleviate his feelings of frustration. But his career change was not only a therapeutic solution to the problems posed by his injury, but the start of a whole new chapter of his life. Mr. Todd now runs a thriving business creating one-of-a-kind pieces of furniture and homeware. and every piece he lovingly creates is made from reused or upcycled materials. Sold at the Artist Collective on Upper St Giles Street, Mr Todd's creations are housed alongside traditionally woven Afghanistani rugs, antique items, and fragrant soaps and candles. He said he focuses on different ways to use the resources he finds, and added, everything has a potential to be something else. His ethos is to intercept things that are being discarded. Mr. Todd's designs include raw wood lampshades created from the slats of old fences, and lights made from coiled strings of fairy lights, candle holders, and camera lenses. But his most unusual piece must be the creation he has named Lenny No. 1, an upcycled lamp that resembles a spacecraft.
And that's just about it for this week. Remember, we're always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365, and we'll call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return your Chatterbox recording to us. Put it in the wallet and pop this in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label.
We hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Tim Edwards. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So until next week, it's cheerio from Chatterbox and from
David Potten
and Robin Quine.